welcome to the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Follow a lot of what we're doing at DougSteffen.com. We have lots of info, lots of entertainment. I guess that'll be up to the audience, though, Jennifer, to decide, right?
Yeah.
Whether or not you and Richie and I are entertaining, that's up
to
you.
I think we are.
Yeah, well.
If I do say so myself.
Yeah, I know. Promises, promises. We're going to have some time with Penelope Ann Miller in a few minutes about the new film, The Artist, which is getting a lot of play. Looks like over the weekend, Sherlock Holmes did number one. It was 40-some-odd million dollars. It's not bad. It's supposed to be.
That's pretty good.
I want to see it. It looks fun.
Yeah, it does. Well, the
did
last
you see
one
the
was
first
good.
One?
Yeah. I thought the last one was good.
Yeah.
But there are four good ones that are four good movies that are around now, and there'll be more good ones this week as we move into Christmas week. It is actually Christmas week. A week from yesterday is Christmas. Today, a week from now, we'll be talking about the New Year's. You do those same kind of obnoxious year-in-review things. Mm-hmm. This is what the big story was of last year.
Those.
Yeah,
it's good to reflect.
I can't wait till the what's your New Year's resolution conversation starts.
Right. Yeah,
what's your January resolution, you mean?
Right, exactly.
What's your resolution for between now and Christmas? How are you going to make this week better for you and everybody in your family? We'll be doing our best here. The sad thing is we can't be on the air on Christmas Day and know that hurts your feelings, Jennifer.
It does.
Richie, I know. It's trauma.
Oh, we can all come in and just hang out together if you want. I'll connect us. We just won't be able to do a show.
I've spent the last five Christmases with you guys.
Yes, you have.
No, you haven't.
Well, last Saturday.
Well, not with you, Richie.
Richie didn't show up. No, he didn't show up.
Doug and I always spent Christmas together.
Right. So this year, Christmas on Sunday, making it an extra hallowed event, if you will. Shopping is continuing at a fevered pace. A lot of interesting new things. I find the XM Sirius Channel 146 tribute to Christmas music of Bing Crosby, and the host is Reege.
That's cool.
Yeah. I thought that
Sirius
was kinda
doesn't do much that's cool, but that's kind of cool.
No, and I'm happy to plug this sort of thing because I think it's kind of a rare thing and neat. Later on in the hour, speaking of Christmas, we'll meet our Christmas star of the day, who today is Roy Halladay. I don't think he's been with us before, Richie. Sometimes the folks visit with us again.
Yeah,
he's got a new single called Christmas in New England. He moved from Texas to Rhode Island, and then he went back to Texas again. So, for some reason or another, the movement here. Speaking of movement, Dasher has won England's first reindeer derby. That story coming up as well. But up next, Penelope Ann Miller here on Good Day.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop here now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices go through 12/24.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. 970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have Jennifer and Rich and Penelope Ann Miller here, known for her roles in Carlito's Way, Kindergarten Cop, Chaplin. Maybe that's why she got this job, Richie, because this is a silent movie. And as far as all the good stuff that's going on, Penelope, you are in looking at this movie as it's opened up here. It's going to go wide, I guess, just before Christmas. This movie, The Artist, got the most Golden Globe nominations of any film, and you were nominated.
Congratulations.
That's for a SAG Award, so that's kind of cool. How are you
so
feeling?
So exciting.
I'm really excited. I'm so thrilled that people are loving this movie, and it was such a risk to make a silent black and white film, you know, that you never knew if anyone would go see it, and the fact that people are seeing it, and then on top of it, we're getting awards and nominations and all these accolades, and it's pretty remarkable.
What did you think when your agent walked up to you and said, "Do you want to do a silent movie?"
Well, you know, definitely, it was funny because he told me, and we were talking about this after all the nominations came out, and I got a SAG nomination because we got Best Ensemble, we got nominated for, so I'm eligible for a SAG Award, which is my first, which
very
is very
good.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we were talking about it, and we said, God, who would have thought a year ago when we were talking about this film, it was a little over a year ago, right before Thanksgiving, and he said, you know, so he called me, and he was almost reluctant to text, to all, you know, ask me about it, and he said that a lot of his clients were completely, you know, uninterested or intimidated by it or didn't get it and completely passed, like didn't even want to meet on it or anything. And he said, you know, it's a silent black and white film. It's set in the 20s, and it's this French filmmaker who I'd never heard of, and the two leads were already cast, and they were these French actors I'd never heard of, and I thought, this is weird. But I was
intrigued. Harder to do?
What?
How
was
hard
it
is it to do a silent movie?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a challenge. I mean, there you don't want to make a fool of yourself, so it's this kind of fine line of you know, it's so much about your expressions and your reactions and everything, but you don't want to be over the top. And so, and my character in the movie is like a real person. I mean, Charlie Chaplin, when you think of Chaplin, you know, he was this sort of caricature, you know, he was this persona. I mean, he had a role that he played that on screen, and the actor, the two leads are actors in the films because it's about these silent film stars, and they got to go back and forth from being the real people and then their actor persona, but I was playing a real person who's married to the silent film star, so I had to make sure that I was believable, because, you know, if we're not real, I mean, the audience isn't going to buy it, and
right.
And I think that's why the movie works so well, is because I think everybody, you know, the director made sure that we, you know, did enough but not too much, and, you know, audiences can really follow what's going on and believe in it. But the movie's so joyful and so fun and
what's
funny.
What's the premise
and,
of the movie? I've heard a lot about the movie, but I don't know what the premise is. What's the basic premise?
Well, it's about a silent film star, this actor Jean Dujardin, who actually did win Best Actor at the Cannes Film Festival, who's amazing in this movie, and he's a silent film star, and it's right at the end of the silent film era where it's going into talkies, and he doesn't want to make the transition into talkies, and he's in an unhappy marriage. I play his unhappy wife, and we have a lot of money and fortune and fame and all that, and he meets a young starlet who's sort of on the rise, who then does go into the talkies and becomes a huge star, sort of like A Star Is Born. And they have this sort of unrequited love, you know, romantic kind of relationship, but it's unrequited because he's married. So it's all about sort of the rise and fall of his character and their love story. And but it's also, you know, it's funny, and it's at the end it's so uplifting, the movie, and you know, and it's very touching too. It's very, but it's visually just stunning. It's visually.
One of our co-hosts here, Roberta Fasanella, she's not here right now, unfortunately, but she is a SAG member and got a pre-screening of the movie and said she was absolutely riveted to the screen for the whole time that the movie was. She said, "I put the movie in not expecting anything, and could not turn it off. Could
wow.
not take my eyes off of the screen."
Wow. So. Well, it's, you know, I gotta say, I mean, I think people are intimidated by going to see. I mean, there's the intimidation about being in a silent film, and then you try to get an audience to go see
yeah.
a silent film.
I have to read for an hour and a half.
My husband was like, "Can I? Are you sure I'm going to be able to sit through this movie?" And I think after the first maybe 5 minutes or less, you forget that it's a silent film. It's
right.
just, it's almost like you get so caught up in it, and it's so beautiful to look at, and you realize, wow, we don't even need to hear the words, and we know exactly what's going on, and we're just so taken on the ride. I mean, even for me, who's in the movie, I mean, I've seen it 4 times, and I still find new things about it, and just it just gets better. It's wild.
Looking at pictures of you, I'm brought back to that era, or at least a couple of pictures I'm looking at with your hair, the way
yeah.
it is. It sort of looks like that. Is that your natural look, or did you sort of create that around?
Well, they had to create. I don't want to look around looking like that. That would be a lot of work. It was like 2.5 hours to
that
get
would
me
be
ready.
Cool,
but that was my hair. They just had to set it and put me under a dryer and do the whole nine yards. So I had like really early calls. So, you know, it was a lot of work. I mean, they say be careful what you wish for, because I love old Hollywood. I love the 20s. I love the glamour. But it was a lot of work. And then the costumes. And but that's why the movie's so great, because visually it's so great to look at. And if it isn't, if it was, you know, if anyone missed the mark on any of the visuals of the movie, like the set design and the costumes, and the movie wouldn't work. So everybody had to look believable and authentic, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The beauty of Hollywood these days is that the whether you do it naturally or you have it created for you by some computer, the idea of bringing people back to that period, even though a challenge would be more easily done now than it might have been done 20 or so years ago.
I know.
But it must, not learning, not having to learn lines. You know, you think this
well,
is going
to
be easy.
Well, we did talk to each other. We just didn't record our voices, you know. I mean,
So was there a script?
Yeah, there was a script. I mean, there
with
was
lines?
A lot of dialogue, and we ad-libbed some of our dialogue because it wasn't all there. But, you know,
that's
they
wild.
Had the title cards like they traditionally do in silent film. So, like, some of the lines were definitely written, and then they would have them written out on the screen. But, it you know, it's not like subtitles. It's title cards, you know.
Mm.
And so, yeah, it was less. I mean, of course, we didn't have to worry about that part of it. It was
yeah.
learning the lines. But then you also wanted to be authentic to the period.
Yeah.
So when you did ad-lib the lines, you didn't want to sound like, you know, or look like you were talking like a modern day person would talk, so you really wanted to be true to the period. So it was definitely challenging, even if we didn't have to.
Nice job. The Artist being released, Penelope Ann Miller here on Good Day. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer and Rich. And I want to thank Penelope. Sounds like very sweet. They
yeah.
That hair thing, though, is working
she
for
She and Rich
her.
Really hit it off.
Yeah, I know. They, yeah,
I think she loves me.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Tonight Show is pleased to present the NBC Yuletide Carolers, performing an all-time holiday favorite.
Just for you, Dudley.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love took from me
the big house behind the pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love took from me two swimming pools
and the house in the hills of Beverly.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love took from me
three French maids,
two swimming pools,
and the condo in Waikiki.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
four bedroom sets,
three French maids,
two swimming pools,
and the penthouse in NYC. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love took from me five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the brownstone in Washington, D.C.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
six sequin jackets,
five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the timeshare in Bimini.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love took from me
seven chauffeured limos,
six sequin jackets, five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the ranch in the Napa Valley.
The eighth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
the eight coupleita,
seven chauffeured limos,
six secret jackets,
five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the yacht in the Florida Keys.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love took from me nine pence of starcher,
eight cup of leader,
seven chauffeur limo, six secret jacket, five wedding rings, four bedroom sets, three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the beach house and new jacuzzi.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love took from me
ten Zamper albums,
nine tenths of starcher,
eight cup of leader,
seven chauffeur limo,
six sequin jacket,
five wedding
I'm
rings.
Impressed.
Very four good. Bedroom sets, three French maids, two
strange
swimming pools,
thing is I remember
and the
this.
Place in the south of Italy.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love took from me
11 tons of alcohol,
10 Zamper albums, 7 chauffeur limos, 6 in jackets, 5 wedding rings,
four bedrooms, that's three French maids, two swimming pools,
and the villa on the Champs-Élysées.
On a 12th day of Christmas, my true love took from me
12 checks a yearly,
11 tons of alcohol, 10 tamper out, 9 tenths of starters, 8 cup of weed, 7 chauffeured limos, 6 sequin jacket, 5 wedding rings, 4 bedroom sets, 3 French maids, 2 swimming pools, everything but the Christmas.
I have goosebumps, and it's really sad to think the only one who's still left is Doc.
He's still touring. I just
Ed's
saw him
gone.
Touring.
Johnny's gone. I'm reminded, as you played that, Richie, of a stunt that he pulled on this date in 1973. Carson pulled a good one. He started a fake toilet paper scare. In the monologue of The Tonight Show, he told his audience that a congressman, had warned that toilet paper was disappearing from supermarket shelves. So that weekend, toilet paper was so scarce in many areas of the United States, there was none, in fact, after the gag. So that was the kind of power that Carson had. And I'm not reduced to tears quite, but it's sad to think that those guys are gone. But it's part of Americana. That we most, I don't think people who are studying television and stuff will ever not study the work of Carson and The Tonight Show. Up next on Good Day, Roy Halladay, our Christmas star of the day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Our national parks don't shut down in the winter. In fact, this is when a number of special experiences actually come alive. So now may be the time to go. The Yellowstone Association in Wyoming has a very cool naturalist program when you get to actually track down the wolves inside the park. For 3 days, you'll snowshoe your way through the Northern Range wolf habitat, using high-powered spotting scopes and binoculars to track these wild creatures. Not only that, but the price also includes educational evening programming, hotel, and meals. If you can brave the cold at Glacier National Park, the Glacier Institute has everything from tracking wildlife in the snow to spotting winter owls and raptors. The Desert Institute at Joshua Park starts its programming in the early spring. We're talking geology walks with a naturalist, along with photography and painting in the desert. And best of all, these programs take place in the off-season at the parks. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-8.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
The hour on Doug Stephens Good Day. And I am wandering over to gooddayshow.com so I can tell you what today's poll is. Ooh, Jennifer, look what today's poll is. What do you think about gift cards as Christmas gifts?
You know, what? I like them. I like them, but I think it's impersonal.
Now, let me tell you, Doug, what do you
functional
think about Christmas? Today's poll, what do you think about Christmas cards as Christmas gifts? You don't give Christmas gifts, so it doesn't matter what you think, right?
Wait, is the suggestion that you put money or some gift certificate or something in the Christmas card?
That's what a gift card is.
Yeah. I will tell you that for my nieces and nephews, this is the way to go.
Yeah.
Because they're teenagers and hard to buy.
You don't
they're
know teenagers. What to buy for people. I think it's a very practical idea.
We get all of the girls. I have the Brady Bunch on my older brother. He's got two boys, older now, and then my sister-in-law has three girls. All the girls get Forever 21 gift cards. Uh-huh. And then my other niece does, too.
Huh.
It's the only way to do it.
Take care of them.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right, so the poll question again, what do you think about gift cards as Christmas gifts? A, terrific, one size fits all. B, they're okay if it's for a store or a restaurant that I usually go to. C, I usually lose them or just forget I even have them.
It happens
and
a
D,
lot.
It does. I have a gift certificate that I got 3 or 4 years ago for $500 from a men's. I haven't used it yet.
How'd you get a $500 gift card? That's pretty cool.
One of our people that was a co-host at the time sent it to me for Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, me.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days.
It's for men's. Yeah, right, exactly.
Be careful. That thing could be whittling down with fees
That's
and
right.
everything. They've put in legislation since then. That you can't lose all of your value of your card, but I mean, they're still allowed to charge a little bit if you don't use them over the course of years.
Because really?
They have to keep it on the books.
All right, so I'll see if I can rustle it out.
You should.
Our poll from Friday, what's your favorite Elvis Christmas song? They're really, I'm looking at Santa Claus is Back in Town. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Right down
it's
Santa
be Blue
Claus,
Christmas, don't you think?
Ah, there you're blue.
That's the best one, come on.
Christmas. Well, That was the result of our, we had a wonderful video of the day on Friday with Elvis and Martina McBride coming into it. That was really very clever, very well done. So anyway, Blue Christmas won 42%. Impossible to Pick just won 23% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com. 16% said, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
You know the song...
10% said, Santa, bring my baby back to me, and 8% said, Santa Claus is back in town.
Oh, he didn't put it in there.
What?
Why can't every day be like Christmas?
Yeah. Those are the five biggies.
Yeah.
The five biggies. Speaking of videos of the day, a group of singers thought college students who were stressed during exam week could use a little entertainment, so they surprised them with a flash mob performance of Carol of the Bells.
Ooh.
To make them really memorable, they got Darth Vader in a Santa hat.
Is that like gangsta?
You really have to see this. Yeah. Darth Vader in a Santa hat. Check that out, and check out the singers, and check out the Carol of the Bells. Just it's a neat thing, and it won more... A reason to go to DougStefan.com, and another way in which we are trying to make the holiday a memorable one. Speaking of that, the Christmas star of the day, every day again this week, we've had it all through the month of December. This has been a tradition the last, 10 years, Richie? We've done this?
About that, yeah.
All right, so Roy Holiday is our Christmas star of the day, and we'll meet him in just a moment here on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I've wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store only. Prices good through 12/24.
This is Peter Schiff with a Peter Schiff Minute. Well, the SEC has finally gotten around to filing charges against former Freddie and Fannie executives for securities fraud because they misrepresented the risks to investors with respect to their exposure to subprime and Alt-A mortgages. You know, presidential contender Newt Gingrich also thinks Chris Dodd and Barney Frank should be in jail for their participation in this scam, yet somehow excuses his own conduct. His excuse, Chris Dodd and Barney Frank used their influence and power while they were still in the Senate and in the House. On the other hand, Newt Gingrich waited until he resigned the speakership before peddling his influence and his prestige to do exactly what Chris Dodd and Barney Frank did so that these guys at Freddie and Fannie could keep this scam going. Get more at ShiftRadio.com.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow...
Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Oh, it's Christmas. Christmas time on the beat.
I already like this.
Yeah, me too.
I'm on it after the fourth beat, I think. This is Roy Holiday with his first Christmas single. Came out a couple of years ago. It's his trademark, or so he says. Richie, crack this up. Combination of his sense of humor and a breeze from a Texas beach. That sounds kind of like reggae to me, isn't it? So you? Reggae. Reggo.
Oh, it's Christmas. Reggae.
I'll have some of that for dinner
tonight.
Island
sound,
yeah. Doesn't that? Isn't that what it's, this sounds like reggae?
Yeah, it sure does. Absolutely, yeah.
Crank it up. Roy Holiday.
I remember when I was a young boy back at home. At night I'd watch the snow outside my window all alone. Listen for the reindeer on my roof on Christmas Eve. Those memories were so fond, but now I'm dreaming of home. it's Christmas.
That's good. I do say so myself.
Absolutely.
Roy Holiday, what do you think of this, Richie?
Yeah, it's great. It's fun.
Yeah. Roy's been in the music business for about 20 years, been playing in bands, been on his own. It's only been the last couple of years that he's found his own niche, and that seems to be Christmas music. Roy Holiday, welcome to the Good Day program. Merry Christmas, sir.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for having me.
All right, so you started life in Texas. You moved to Rhode Island, and then you moved back to Texas. Is that right?
You got it.
All right, so where in Rhode Island is? I'm a Bay Stater. I'm just curious as to where you lived in Rhode Island.
Let me see if I get the accent right. I was in North Providence.
Good. That's
North Providence.
Good.
Yeah.
Your name would not, if you were living in, that's why you had to get out of there, because you don't have the right name. You would need to be Roy Carlito or something like that.
Yes, Roy O. Holiday.
Yeah, well, maybe, yeah, that could be.
For the downtown Irish crowd.
So. Yeah, there's more Italians in the downtown Irish crowd than there are Irish.
That's true, very true.
In that circumstance. Okay, so you sound like you're about 45. Is that about right?
Close enough. I'm 41.
41, okay. So you are a player from high school. How did you do in college? How did you begin to find your niche in music?
Well, as much as it doesn't sound like it from what you just heard, I started out in the punk rock scene.
Did you?
In the 80s.
Oh, cool.
Hardcore punk scene.
Really?
And,
no,
from
it doesn't.
Then, yeah.
That last 2 minutes is not a tribute to that background, no.
No, definitely not. but I wound up, I kind of like the weird stuff and wound up going into electronic music, the heavy industrial music, and did that for, through the mid to late 90s.
Really?
With several bands.
How'd you make a living at that?
There's a good living.
Yes.
Yeah. So did you work in a commercial circumstance as a member of a band? You had your own group. How did you commercially make yourself? Did you work in studio sessions?
Both. I played with a band by the name of Red Red Groove, and we did support with like Nine Inch Nails and bands like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved on and went into DJing and radio production.
Where?
Need a job?
this was all based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I actually grew up in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. So you worked in a radio? Did you work in a radio station there?
I worked in a studio and did donuts and spots and things like
that. Uh-huh, right. The screaming car spots. It's the Bavarito sale!
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys use now, but we used to use the actual little carts, you know, you pop in there.
Yeah, we like those.
Yeah.
We have computers
my
now.
Day job.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, did you ever know a guy named Buck Parr?
I don't know that name,
From I guess it was a band called No Trend. So this is a punk band back in the 80s. Anyway.
I know the name, but
right,
not personally.
You've kind of gotten yourself into this Christmas groove. How'd that happen?
Well, after doing the electronic for so long, I love that kind of music. But I was kind of, I'm getting a little older, and I couldn't really see myself in the vinyl pants on stage at 50. So
I want to tell you something. John Lodge, who is the guitarist for the Moody Blues, still he's 67 or 68, maybe even 69. They tour around Europe and around America every year, and he wears those pants, and he pulls it off.
He could probably afford it, though.
That's another thing.
Well, right. Once you get a name, it's a little different.
Yeah. Let's listen to this single that's new this year, Christmas in New England, which basically tells a story from your move, the Texas roots you had, going to Rhode Island, back to Texas. Richie, let's play a bit
of it. It's Christmas in New England. The snow is falling down. All the locals think of is getting out of town. They dream of sunny beaches, the warm sand on the ground. While tucked away, they hibernate till summer comes around. I grew up with thunderstorms, tornadoes, hail, and sleet. I never thought I'd see the snow go higher than 5 feet. The dogs can't go outside to do their business, it's too deep. What I learned from these nor'easters is keep the snowblower in reach. But if you peek inside a frosty window draping snow, you'll see the sight of Christmas in New England you might know. A stove with warm food baking, a candle softly glows. A family party
Who's this remind me of,
Richard?
I mean, it's I'm sure everybody, Roy, compares you to a Jimmy Buffett-style thing with that island, but you have a little bit more of a kind of a reggae, but this kind of has a country flair to it, too.
Right. Growing up in Oklahoma, I've got a pretty huge country influence.
Sure.
Yeah, but the steel drums behind it give it a whole different flavor.
Exactly. And that's kind of the market I work with a lot, is the Parrothead crowd. So that's a good note.
Right. Hey, listen, it's a good crowd to have. They spend money. They all have a lot of money to spend. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in terms of people getting or accessing your music, are you one of these EP guys? Just go up online to royholiday.com. Roy Holiday, all one word. It's R-O-Y-H-O-L-L-I-D-A-Y. And everything that you've done is available there. Is that right?
That's correct. It's available there or Amazon, iTunes, pretty much anywhere you would normally buy digital music. It's available. Hard copies you can get through the website.
So. Are you your own distributor?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
You can buy directly from me at the website. However, I do use a company to distribute the other stuff.
So digitally, you distribute yourself, but then you have CDs and stuff that go out to the stores?
Correct.
And they
correct.
Do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very cool. And then obviously, if somebody goes to your website and buys directly from you, there's more for you, so we would encourage that, correct?
Right, and they can, more than that, they can get stuff that's not available anywhere else.
Okay.
You know, the stuff we sell through the website, it's autographed if you want to, you know, there's vinyl. It's kind of
cool.
Whatever you're after.
Yeah.
Last year I did a red vinyl. So,
describe in 60 seconds, if you can, Roy, what the life is. Sort of a journeyman, professional, musician, composer. What's it like? You're working like the guy who has his own business, in a sense.
Yeah.
Right. You got to show up every day, and you got to work.
Exactly. I work quite a bit. When I got the call to do this show, I was asked, oh, well, it's early. I said, well, you know, I normally get up around 4:30 or 5 anyway to start my day working on music and promotion and all that. It's very much a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you bring anybody in your family into it with you?
Not really. I pull my sister in occasionally to sing background. But
that's cool.
Yeah. That
so
is.
Where is your band at? Where are they all at?
The band I play with is the Island Castaways Band, and they are based out of the metropolis of Charlton, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. Charlton.
Yes.
I have a farm in Dudley.
You can join the band, Doug.
I have but I have
do you need
a, the next
show your cowbell. Go ahead and audition
right
now.
Do you need
now.
A kazoo player, Roy?
Yeah, or kazoo.
We played in Dudley last summer.
Did you really?
Yes, we did.
We have to have, we'll make a, instead of having Max Weigert's farm up in New York, we'll have it on my farm. A big, it's a beautiful open fields there, actually. That's cool. As it, by the way, one of the rumors is that there is the, you know, you've heard the story about the casinos being approved in Massachusetts. One of them is going to be built in that, in down Webster in that area. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's the word. Roy Holiday, here is his, this is from the EP. The song's called Island Holiday. Everybody who's working this week can probably relate to this. Roy, I wish you good luck with this, and congratulations. You've got a nice attitude and a good way about you. Our Christmas star of the day today is Roy Holiday. Again, go to royholiday.com for all of the music, the EPs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You guys have a great day.
And you too.
You too, Roy.
Island Hideaway. There's no bills for you to pay. There's no phone that rings all day. Tell your boss to go away. It's your island holiday. Hey, nah, nah.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Staples and Staples.com, save up to 50% on Kodak Hero and other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week only at Staples. Valid through Saturday, December 24th. Lowest total ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in standard quantity pricing.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Lots of technology material today. As we bring you Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, to get started here, would you like to know which airports are the most tech-friendly? This is very good for somebody like me and you who travel a lot. He will run down, Alex runs down the top 10 airports that are tech-friendly right here next on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring three decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying, and so you use memories and sensations.
Now this, you know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits, and Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
I travel a lot for my business, so naturally I found PC World Magazine's ranking of the top airports for technology travelers particularly interesting. Some basics. PC World researchers looked at a whopping 3,300 airport gates in the United States. They tested 17,000 electrical outlets, 5,000 USB ports, and over 1,300 charging stations. They also tested the strength of the Wi-Fi and cell phone service at each gate. According to MSNBC, the magazine double-weighted Wi-Fi speeds and outlet availability. So, the top 10 airports: Dallas-Fort Worth, JFK in New York, Atlanta, Detroit, Sacramento, Oakland, LaGuardia in New York, Salt Lake City, Baltimore, and San Francisco. Some interesting statistics. 94% of flyers have a mobile phone, and 51 of those are smartphones. This is according to the Atmosphere Research Group. Also, 74% of travelers own a laptop, but only 36% of them carry it on every trip. I'm just glad that my travel is finished for the year. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, so here we have a considerable focus on the Good Day program and technology, a respite here. The season for toasting is upon us. Kendra Johansson finds out what some people are choosing as they prepare to raise your glass.
60% of men say they prefer to toast with beer versus champagne. Samuel Adams founder and brewer Jim Cook recommends two toast-worthy brews perfect for the holiday season.
Samuel Adams Utopias is sure to make an impression at any holiday gathering. Pushing the bounds of brewing, this extreme beer is meant to be savored like a vintage port or cognac. It's aged in small batches for up to 18 years and hand-bottled in brew kettle-shaped decanters. Utopias is the perfect gift for any beer lover.
Cook says if you'd rather a more effervescent toast, you can skip the traditional bubbly and opt for a fruity, elegant brew with a sparkling finish.
Infinium, it's a one-of-a-kind champagne-like beer that's available only during the holiday season. You can uncork it at any party. It makes a perfect toasting beverage or a host gift. And no matter which brew you choose, be sure to savor the flavor responsibly.
For more, visit SamuelAdams.com. That's Lifestyles from Samuel Adams.
Savor the flavor, Richie.
Absolutely.
Savor the flavor, this time of year especially. All right. A lot of technology news and information. I thought we'd try to put a lot of this together. That's why we have up next Shelley Palmer with his daily report.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a federal judge dismissed a harassment case that could have set a precedent for freedom of speech online. The defendant was accused of posting thousands of messages on Twitter threatening a Buddhist religious leader. The judge argued that the Constitution protects public speech online. In other news, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee postponed voting on the controversial Stop Online Piracy Act until further notice. The bill would force ISPs to blacklist websites believed to violate copyright laws. Experts warn that the legislation could cause great damage to internet security. And finally, a new network of satellites will improve the accuracy of GPS receivers. A GPS device requires 4 satellites to find where you're located, and the U.S. only has a total of 30 in orbit. The new network will make GPS accurate to within 3 feet. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
On to round 3. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
So the Judiciary Committee has postponed voting on the Online Piracy Act, stopping it. The government's still able to track you in any number of different ways.
Oh, good. I can still make money then.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And pay it out.
Pirates are.